hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. I just did a little pre-radio program stretch, and man, did that feel good. And so, hey, I hope you are having a great day. This is Spring Offering Week right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, and if God is leading you to partner with WMIE to help them with their spring budget for the next 6 months, I would encourage you to give them a call, 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000. And they don't ask you for from this point forward till death do us part. They're just looking for people who will partner with them for the next 6 months to make sure that the good news of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord continue to traverse the airwaves of Brevard County and get to people who need to know that there is hope and faith in Jesus Christ. So 321-632-1000. And if you give them a call, let them know that you heard about it here on the Refresh radio program. That would be greatly appreciated. I do want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. Their phone number is 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. We've been friends for a number of years, a lot of years. They have done a lot of work at Merit Assembly of God through the years. And, you know, it got to be where every October I was having to call them out for some security lights that we have around our church and have them repaired because we live in a very salty type of atmosphere, and that's kind of hard on metal parts and electrical parts. And it seemed like every time that daylight savings time would roll around in the fall, I would have a fixture that would need some TLC from an electrician. And so I would call them and they would come out. Well, I believe it was last October, or no, it was October before last. They said, why don't we convert these to LED fixtures? And I was like, that sounds like a really good idea. And you know what has happened is not only do I not have the problems with those fixtures that I had with the other fixtures, but my electric bill was at a record low last month. And for that, I am very, very thankful. Well, we had one more fixture and we had them come out and replace it here right before daylight savings time here in the spring. And that it wasn't one of the fixtures, one of the newer fixtures. It was one that we had not replaced. And they replaced that with so those of you for you know who are wondering about lights impacting the beach, this faces opposite that direction, but they replaced that with the most brilliant LED fixture I have ever seen on the outside. We have our parking lot illuminated at night marvelously, and I owe all of that to Wyrick Air. So let you know, they not only provide electrical services, but also air conditioning and heating services as well. For the past 40 years, they do sales, service, and repairs. They work in residential settings, they work in commercial settings, and they do emergency service when necessary. They will strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So when you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538. Let them know you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that also would be greatly appreciated. We're going to go back to Proverbs chapter 8 today. Proverbs chapter 8. We are talking about wisdom and the places that wisdom manifests itself, how long it's been around and stuff like that. So in verse number 20... Well, let's begin reading at verse number 23. We'll read all the way down through 31, and if we have to go any further, we'll do that. I have been, this is wisdom speaking, I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. So, we talked about this yesterday, about the boundaries that he created, and verse number 29 describes the purpose of those boundaries. And he said he assigned boundaries to the sea so that the waters would not transgress his command, that they would not go beyond the commanded place or the commanded purpose that God had for them. And I want you to know that that is the same purpose that he establishes boundaries in your life and my life, so that we do not go beyond what God would have us go beyond. So no matter what the Word of God says, you understand that the purpose of that command, the purpose of the boundary, is so that we do not transgress God's command. So any boundary in my life is not a bad thing. It's a great thing. So we talked about that yesterday. Today we want to talk about something slightly different. It says, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman. And I've got the word foundations circled here, because wisdom not only coexists with God or abides with God or hangs out with God. It says, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, there then I was beside him as a master craftsman. So whenever you see those things, you see that God is right there. But here we also see that the wisdom of God or wisdom is a foundational principle. Whenever you look at the foundations, you need to have the wisdom of God. Did you know that morality is not morality because somebody took a vote on it? The very foundation of morality is because of the Word of God. So life is a foundational principle because of the Word of God. Peace is a foundational principle. And giving and loving, those are not just desirable attributes in my life or in your life. They're foundational principles. And wisdom is foundational. Did you know that as a believer, you are supposed to be ready at all times to give an account for what you believe? As a preacher, I am supposed to be instant, in season, and out of season. So last summer, I had to travel to visit my family because my niece got married. This, you know, she got married July, August, somewhere in there. I think it was August. And I had traveled very light. I had enough outfits, enough dress outfits, to go to the wedding. That means I had one. It is very, very hot in Oklahoma in August. And so my daughter was flying out the day after I was flying out to Oklahoma the day after I did, because she was part of the bridal party. And I missed my parents' church service that morning because I had to go to the airport to pick up my daughter. So my dad was at church. My mother had already passed away at that point in time. And so I did not go dressed for church because I wasn't planning on being at church. And picked up my daughter. We made remarkable time. Her flight came in early, and we got to church the last 15 minutes or so before church. And the preacher said, you know, he heard me telling somebody, oh, I'm going to be at church and I'll be dressed more appropriately on Sunday. And he said, did I hear you say that you were going to be dressed more appropriately on Sunday? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, well, it's been a long time since you've preached here, so you're preaching on Sunday. And I hadn't gone out there for that purpose, but one of the foundations of my life is I prayed for God to open doors for ministry. And so when he opened the door, I walked through. You need to be ready. You need to be ready instant. What are the foundations of your life? Because God has foundation. He created a foundation for the earth. You know, the gravitational pull of the sun helps keep us in place. The delicate balance between the sun and the moon and even the gravitational pull of many of the other planets in the solar system all serve a purpose to keep everything where it is supposed to be in its orbit. When it says here, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, I tell you that no matter where you look for foundations, if God's in it, there's going to be wisdom there. So one of the things that I have written down here is when you find God, you find wisdom. When you find wisdom, you find God. It's not that you find one or the other. Where you find one, you will find the other. And that's just the way that wisdom is. Wisdom here says that when he marked out the foundations of the earth, that he was there beside him, capital H, as in God, and that wisdom was the master craftsman. Wisdom is many times God's tool. It is the mechanism that he uses to accomplish the task that he wants done. A lot of times people think that they don't have time to search out for wisdom. I can think of a time in the Bible where Saul was about to consult with God and saying, what are we going to do with this Philistine situation? In the meantime, Jonathan and his armor bearer had gone over to the Philistine camp, and they said, okay, if the person responds, we're going to know that God is saying this to us. If they respond in a different manner, we're going to know that God is telling us not to engage the enemy at this point in time. And so they're over there, and they're delivering a military victory with the help of God. They're outnumbered, but with God on their side, there was more for them than there was against them. Well, Saul was just about to inquire of God. He was consulting, what are we going to do about this? And just about the time that the priest was going to reach his hand into the bag and find out what God's answer to the situation was, Saul said, withdraw your hand, because they heard the uproar in the Philistine camp, and they just decided to go out there and pursue the enemy. I want you to know that it is always a good idea to pray for wisdom. When I was offered the opportunity to come to Florida from my job that I had in the Southwest, I told the person recruiting me, I said, well, you're going to need to give me some time to pray about that. And he said, well, how much time do you need? And I said, 24 hours ought to be good. And he said, okay. And I, because I need to hear from God. I don't just look for opportunities. I look for opportunities that God brings into my life. I don't look for opportunities for distractions. So hearing what God wants, knowing what God's will is, should be a foundational principle in our lives, because wisdom is a valuable tool that God uses to establish whatever he's building with a foundation that is going to last. So wisdom, it says, was a master craftsman. You know, I've got a friend. He is not, he's not a mechanic. He is an ASE certified mechanic with decades of experience. You could put the word master in front of him. I think he probably has the word master mechanic in his arsenal there. He is absolutely brilliant when it comes to many areas. One of the areas that he's brilliant in is in his relationship with God. Now, I'm a pastor. I read the Bible a lot, but I'll tell you this. The person that I'm talking about, when he has shared the word, I've learned things. And many times I've gone to him and I said, I want to thank you for sharing that word, because the congregation will receive that differently from you than they would from me. And, you know, I've never forgotten the particular passage. He's got an incredible memory for sermons that people have preached. We had a missionary that showed up, had been about, you know, 12 years or so, maybe more than that. And he said, oh, I remember you. The missionary was over sharing with our youth, and this guy happened to be over in the youth service that night. And he said, I remember you. He said, this is the message that you preached when you came. And he said, I don't remember what message I preached when I came, but I remember preaching that message. And that was a cold, I mean, just an instant recall. You and I cannot afford any degree of foolishness in our life. We need wisdom. The region of the country that I served at a church in was way out. I worked in the city, but I lived way out in the boondocks. I mean, the sticks, called the places where these people lived, the sticks. It was way out there. And you would find people who would build houses the way that I built a treehouse when I was a kid. Not well. Not well. They did not use good foundational principles when they were constructing things. And as a result, their structures didn't succeed. I want to encourage you. You and I need wisdom as God's tool or mechanism that he uses in our life. Let's not build foolishness in our life. It says in verse number 30 that even though wisdom was his master craftsman, he said, I was daily his delight. I was daily his delight. I want to read it to you word for word there. And I was daily his delight. So wisdom says that God delights in wisdom. That was the way it was from the very beginning. It wasn't a once and a great while occurrence. It was something that happened daily. Every day from the very beginning of creation, wisdom was the object that God delighted in. And I will tell you this, God is the same today as he was then. So I made it all the way till late March before my hand accidentally wrote 2020 for the year. I set out my goal for the year to see how long I can go, and I went to write 2021, and I wrote 2020, and it's like, oh man, I made it all the way till the end of March. I didn't achieve my goal. I didn't make it all the way through the year. But I can tell you, in 2020, God delighted daily, every day, he delighted in wisdom. I can tell you, every day in 2021, God's going to delight in wisdom. I can tell you, next year and the year after that, and for every year into perpetuity, God is going to daily delight in his wisdom. Okay. And what was wisdom's response? Wisdom was rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing. Wisdom rejoices in God's presence. A lot of times, people think that wisdom is intellectual and there's no emotional component to it. A lot of people think that wisdom is very stoic, and it isn't. Wisdom is not life without emotion. Wisdom is using the emotions that God has created us with and using them for his glory. Every one of them. Okay? So we need to have the same disposition that God has toward sin. We also need to have the same source of joy that God has. And if God rejoices in wisdom, and wisdom rejoices in God's presence, then we need to be people who rejoice. I think Christians need to be much better at celebrating. So, I remember celebrating when my son first led another person to Jesus Christ. I remember the general vicinity of Merritt Island where it happened. And I rejoiced not just over him, but many people in our congregation. I can still tell you what year it took place. And just to know that people were doing what God had called them to do, and heaven rejoices over every sinner that comes to repentance. And so we rejoiced over every sinner that comes to repentance. But he also rejoices in wisdom. And wisdom rejoices in the presence of God. And wisdom rejoices in his inhabited world. Did you know that God did not create everything that you and I see and all that there is throughout the universe? He did not just create it there to make a nice landscape portrait or painting that's going to hang in a museum someplace. He created the land. He gave Adam and Eve a command, and he says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. He's looking for people who will live in wisdom in the world that he created. Remember, wisdom is proved right by all its actions. So wisdom says, and my delight was with the sons of men. My delight was with the sons of men. Wisdom delights in people who utilize the wisdom that God has made available. Now, I will tell you, the last year has kind of disrupted many of our normal activities. And so we didn't get to have our chili cook-off in 2020. We were able to figure out how to adapt many of our other activities, like our Thanksgiving dinner. We didn't set up a buffet line. We had a team that assembled Thanksgiving dinners, and they were in to-go containers. We've since found even better to-go containers, and so that will probably look different in the days to come. But we weren't able to figure out how to do the chili cook-off. I've made chili, probably getting close to about 10 times in my life, but the first time that I made chili was at our chili cook-off. I'd never made it before. I don't really like to cook. My wife loves to cook. My daughter loves to bake. So they just did their thing, and And so I made chili for the chili cook-off just because I was trying to get, you know, a little friendly church tradition going. And my chili, that first year, I think I came in second. But I've won a number of times, and it's a secret ballot. You know, people vote on which of the chilies that they like. And so somebody asked me for the recipe for the chili, and so I gave it to them. And then they tried to make it, and they said it didn't turn out as good as the one that I had made. But when I gave them the recipe, I told them this: I don't use a recipe. And I said, in fact, out of all of the times that I've made chili, I never made it the same way twice. Sometimes I've added noodles. Sometimes I've added beans. I prefer it without beans. Some people like it with beans, but I prefer mine without. And so I said, I don't use this recipe. It's not, you know, a measure of this and a measure of that. I put it in. It's more of a feel. It's more of, okay, what do I want more jalapeno in there or not? And the answer is generally yes on more jalapeno. But I make it the way that I want to eat it. Now, when my wife has some heat sensitivity to her food that she didn't used to have, and so now whenever I make chili, I make some that's going to be a delight to her, and I'm going to make some that will be more apropos for my taste buds. But I delight when people say, you know what, that is just the way I like it. Wisdom says, my delight was with the sons of men. I'll close out today's broadcast by telling you this. If wisdom rejoices in the presence of God's people, shouldn't you? I know that, you know, 2021 is, you know, better than 2020 was as far as getting out. But I want to encourage you, do not stay isolated. You need to be around other people. God's wisdom delights in the presence of the sons of men. And I want to encourage you, find a Bible preaching church and get in there and enjoy the wisdom that God has.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.